Hey, good day, everybody. Carson Horn, beef buzzing with you today with Dwayne Lenz of Cattle Facts, talking about the current state of the beef industry in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming up on Monday, July 30th and Wednesday through Friday, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. On Monday, they broadcast live from Fort Worth, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, and that will include cattle from the central and eastern parts of the U.S., including from Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August, the broadcast will be live from Winnemucca, Nevada, 9 a.m. Central Time start time, and it'll be featuring cattle from the western states. A total of 158,000 head of cattle will be sold during the week. For more information on what a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Dwayne Lenz is general manager of the leading industry analytics firm Cattle Facts, and during the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 66th annual convention held recently in Norman, Oklahoma, he offered a comprehensive overview of the beef industry, including his own professional outlook on the expected future performance of the beef industry for the balance of this year and into next. As for the first half of 2018, though, Lenz says,
"You know, it's been a pretty good time for the cattle industry. Feed yards are starting to lose a little bit of money, but stocker operations have been profitable. Cow-calf folks have been doing real well this year. Prices have hung in there better than we thought. So overall, it's been a good year for the industry."
However, the recent release of the USDA Cattle on Feed and Cattle Inventory reports confirmed that the industry is facing a period of larger beef supplies coming down the pipeline that will have to somehow be worked through, all thanks to the ongoing yet moderating expansion of the U.S. beef cow herd.
"So we're going to have to continue to market more cattle moving forward year over year. And that'll be our challenge moving forward. You know, numbers are up a little bit. Carcass weights compared to the historical are still big. And there's going to be a lot of beef out there."
So the question is, I guess, how are we going to handle all that? Are we going to be able to consume that much meat on the market?
"Well, we can. The question will be the price. And, of course, we're going to need to continue to have help from the export markets. You know, we have 330 million people, and there's how many billion in the world. So if we can export more, it's going to help what we can do here domestically."
Luckily, though, therein lies the good news for producers. As Lenz says, worldwide demand for U.S. beef has been remarkably resilient this year and believes that trend will continue as long as the economy remains strong enough to support current price levels. However, that matter becomes more complex when you consider the bigger picture of the overall protein marketplace.
"Yeah, very good demand, you know, both here and internationally, and we expect that to continue. The economy's good. And we'll need it the next couple of years to hold these prices close to these kind of levels."
And it's not really an issue of beef by itself. There's that market out there. It's getting really competitive, talking about pork and poultry as well.
"Oh, yeah. You know, when you, you know, we're setting records, but pork and poultry have been setting records every year now for a while. So you put all three proteins together, and there's a lot of protein out there to be consumed."
So where are we headed, I guess? What's the future look like for the beef industry?
"You know, we think that as far as the beef industry numbers, we're going to reach a peak here over the next couple years. We'll probably start to liquidate some as these calf prices work a little bit lower. And, you know, we think the prices aren't going to go back to where they were in the 90s or early 2000s, but there's probably going to be a little bit more price pressure just with bigger numbers. But we think that good producers that do things right will continue to be profitable."
Dwayne Lenz, general manager of Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers looking to bring an all-out blitz against rye and other tough weedy grasses? Then put Double Stop CL Plus on your team. OSU researchers teamed with BASF to develop this Clearfield variety that offers two genes of herbicide resistance. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and at harvest, Double Stop CL Plus delivers huge results in the most difficult environments. Double Stop CL Plus raises the bar for all varieties, not just Clearfield varieties. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Carson Horn reporting.